Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, continuing our conversations with some of the finalists in the EY Entrepreneur of the Year competition in the run-up to this year's awards on November the 28th, we're talking to some finalists and indeed alumni about issues facing business people. Today, we want to look at the importance of networking and mentoring when it comes to making a business work. I'm delighted to be joined by two of this year's finalists in the form of Damien Young of Zeus Mobility. He's in the emerging category. Also joining us is Duncan O'Toole of Capture Carbon from the established category, and EOY alumni Caroline Dunlea of Core Optimization also joins us. So you're all very welcome to the program, guys. Nice to see you all again. Let's chat about the importance of networking and mentoring in business. Damien, we might start with you because firstly, tell us a little bit about Zeus Mobility and we'll get that out of the way and then we'll talk to you about the matter that is networking.
So Zeus Mobility, I formed back in 2019 and we provide shared micromobility in cities globally. So we're present in about 60 locations globally, mostly Germany and the UK. And people use our e-scooters and e-bikes for effectively last mile transport.
Yeah, so I know the way you use the word shared mobility rather than scooters. Is that because you've expanded into bicycles?
Yeah, we've got the e-bikes. We've actually a number of little e-mopeds as well. And it's all about the kind of transport for one. So e-scooters is one category. It's the main category at the moment. And it's the one that has expanded most rapidly over the last number of years.
Yeah, yeah. Very exciting business. Stay with us and we'll talk to you about networking and mentoring in a second. Let's bring in our second guest, who's Duncan O'Toole of Capture Carbon, sorry Duncan, from the emerging category. You're very welcome to the program. You've got two businesses on the go, which is, I always admire a man who can run two businesses.
I know.
Tell us about them.
Yeah, so what I'm in for the finalists this year is Capture Carbon. So we would be the largest supplier of renewable electricity in Ireland, but your listeners wouldn't have heard of us, I'm sure. That's because we operate in the wholesale space. So when you buy our electricity in Ireland, you'll buy through a retailer and then those retailers will come to us and then we'll go and broker deals around Ireland, around Europe, just to make sure that the carbonised electricity is getting to the final customer.
Right. For again, a very interesting business in an interesting space.
Yeah. I mean, like the market has grown significantly over the last decade. We set the business up 18 years ago. We were the first to bring a kind of green premium to renewable electricity. There wasn't one there before we came into the market. Now it's fairly normal. Everybody wants renewable electricity, which is great.
Yeah.
One thing we noticed, like when the last kind of recession came in, the first thing that was jettisoned was the kind of ESG renewable story, whereas in recent years, that's kind of, it's proven that it's there to stay. Like when it happened, everybody still stayed in. So renewable electricity is kind of what we do mainly. We would trade for your wind farms, your solar farms in Ireland. We do that. And then we consult with businesses that want to go down that decarbonisation of energy journey.
Very interesting.
And then the other business, just in case you're wondering, is a virtual power plant, which I set up with myself and Paddy Finn, set that up. And that was emerging finalist in 2018. Capture Carbon is an established finalist this year, I think.
All right. Yeah. So you obviously value the importance of the awards. The fact that you've featured twice, I think, says it all, Duncan.
Yeah, well, I think Paddy did it the first year and he kind of... he's a great ambassador for the programme and it was him that would have kind of put it into my mind about the whole EOI programme. And it is phenomenal, especially for the likes of networking.
Because okay. We'll come back to that in a second. Let's talk to Caroline Dunlea. Caroline, you've also involved in two businesses. Yes. Again, you're a former finalist for your business, but you're also now involved in a new business. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I suppose I was a finalist, Bobby, in 2022 for Core Optimization. So we are a digital growth and transformation agency. So basically, within Core, we help businesses to grow their business online. But more recently, I'm involved in a new startup called Kella Leadership. And Kella is a platform created by women for women to support them within their leadership journey.
Okay, very interesting. And maybe let's talk to start on the leader, on the networking and mentoring question with you, Caroline. In terms of networking, did your attitude to networking change as your business developed? Did you change your strategy as to who and where you networked?
Absolutely. I actually think that as you go through your business journey, what you need is very different. So at the start, when you're setting up, you know, you need to make sure that you're looking at where your next customer is coming from. You're looking at how you're visible. You have to be present at literally everything, where your customers, where are your peers. But I think then you go into, as you grow your team, where do they need to go? Where are they getting, I suppose, you know, information to make sure you're ahead of the curve? But I suppose in the last couple of years, and actually through the EOI, I've really found the value in terms of investing in myself. And that has been huge in terms of really stretching what I feel that I can bring as a leader into the business.
Yeah.
And the EOI has been absolutely integral to that for me.
Okay. Damien, I said earlier you have an interesting story because you're largely from a corporate background. And again, somebody who was in the financial services sector at a senior level for many years, to go out on his own at a, you know, a moderate stage of your career, let's call it, is interesting because it's a very different world that you've entered with your e-scooter business versus corporate work in Bank of Ireland.
Yeah, it's as I say, Bank of Ireland is where I spent most of my career, 25 years, and then I was 5 years in an international business. So moving into a kind of a startup was I think most people thought it was bonkers, particularly going from banking into e-scooters. So it was an incredible journey, and I suppose, you know, and what Caroline has said there in terms of networking, I suppose I undervalued through my corporate career the worth of the people I was connecting with.
Yeah.
And I suppose it was like an egg opening up at the time when I set up the business, because it was then I needed to kind of tap into these networks and understand it. And from the very start of the business, I tapped into those networks, brought in a business partner because I needed to knock ideas off them. He thought I was mad as well. And then as we moved through to the funding and so on, it was tapping into those networks that was extremely important to getting the business up and running. So it was an interesting journey, and it's still a journey.
Yeah. And I kind of had a similar move myself. And my thinking was, having worked in a corporate world, when I went out to work on my own, some of the stuff I didn't know really even shocked me.
Yeah, yeah.
In the sense that you become somewhat insulated from, you know, the detail of the business that you have to be all over when you start off yourself.
Yeah, and in banking, I mean, I was part of the SME division. I led the SME division, so I had daily interaction with small businesses, including this great coffee shop called Insomnia.
Good man.
But it was just interesting to have that interaction. But you're absolutely right, Bobby. When I set up the business, there was a lot I didn't know, and I didn't realize I didn't know. And that was where tapping into those networks was extremely important.
Duncan, you've said quite publicly again that you had to learn by doing.
Yeah.
You know, and when it comes to your network, how did you sort of decide who to network with and where to network?
Well, I suppose for me, I had a very different journey to Damien.
Yeah.
I've been working for myself since I've been 24. So I started off not too dissimilar to yourself. My first business was, cafes, bars, and nightclubs, and was involved in a lot of different businesses until I finally settled into energy, which was what, 18 years ago. So you didn't have a mentor, you didn't have a way of doing business. And I think in a lot of ways that can be great, because you re-evaluate everything, you look at everything afresh because you've no other way of doing it. But there's a lot of times when you're going, God, I'd love to know how a competitor does this. I'd love to sit in their business for a few weeks, a few months, and see how they do things. So it is, as kind of it said a lot, it's a very privileged position to be in, but it is lonely from time to time. So your network becomes a huge part of it. So for me, the network, it's not just like-minded founders, it's also people who are working in the business. They might be in other companies. Like, if I look at my second business, Viotis, I would have set that up with Paddy, and Paddy was part of my network when I set that business up. So I had the energy business. Bizarrely, I met Paddy through another business, which was a bar that I had, and he was one of our best customers.
On the wrong side of the bar.
In the University of Limerick. My manager said you need to talk to him. But then when I knew he was in energy, he became a guy I talked to when it came to energy, and then I got to know him personally. And I always said, look, virtual power plants is kind of closing of the circle of what I do with renewable energy. Like, there's no point in having renewable energy unless you can balance it. And you can't balance it with thermal power plants. You need to be able to balance it with virtual power plants.
Yeah.
So that's where I would have met Paddy. And then it was a no-brainer when Paddy and myself sat down to say, well, let's set up a business in this area. So I think the network can be great from that point of view, and that's certainly an example of it. But I also kind of see my network as the people I work with. Like, so I have a really good senior management team in both companies, and they're phenomenal. And they're the people. And I know it's said a lot. Like, I kind of say this thing, you can judge a person by the company they keep, but you can judge a business by the people they have in it as well.
Of course you can.
And that's kind of where I see the network working for.
Okay, last word to you, Caroline. In terms of, you mentioned the Entrepreneur of the Year program, and one of the things I've seen over the years of being involved with the program is the amount of business that, you know, the entrepreneurs actually end up doing with each other, the friendships, the bonds, you know, the helping each other out. All that stuff is hugely positive. And I think for me, as someone from the outside looking in, I would suggest that that's almost the most valuable thing to you and your business, is the people that you're meeting, like-minded people, as you go through the process.
I would completely agree with you. And I think one of the unseen benefits is when you take time away from your business and you're surrounding yourselves with people and you're having very organic conversations about your business, and they're talking to you about various different elements of their business and challenges and opportunities, it actually changes your thought process. And I think it's that time away that it goes past kind of connections and networks, and it actually kind of migrates into friendships, and there's a huge trust that builds up. And I don't think that really, in terms of that support kind of ecosystem that you have, it is built on the foundation of trust and relationships. And it's only by spending time with people that you actually develop that, and that's what the EOY network and the retreat really gives you.
All right, well, it's been a great pleasure to meet you all again and talk to you this morning. My thanks to Damien Young of Zeus Mobility, Duncan O'Toole from Capture Carbon, and Caroline Dunley of Core Optimization. Enjoy the evening on November 28th. It's going to be a big day, and we'll see you all there.
Thanks, Bobby. That's great.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.